My people will sleep for 100 years, but when they awake, it will be the artists who give them back their spirit. Louis Riel was Métis political leader Louis Riel, who died November 16, 1885, clairvoyant. We'll never know. However, nearly 140 years after his death, artists of every stripe are promoting indigenous culture and history with respect and dignity. Locally, St. Albert composer-lyricist Cindy Oxley, founder of Musicalmania Production Company, has created an enduring legacy for this legendary man, a defender of his people and protector of minority rights. Hey Riel celebrates its 24th anniversary with three musical productions at St. Albert Alliance Church on Thursday, February 15 at 12:45, and Friday, February 16 at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. The musical focuses on the life of Riel and his adversary, Thomas Scott, a racist Irish immigrant who affiliated himself with Ontario's Orangemen and was determined to kill the Métis leader. Instead, the tables were turned, and Scott was imprisoned at Fort Garry, Winnipeg. Scott's execution by firing squad was a miscalculation on Riel's part, and it kick-started a series of decisions that brought about the Métis leader's execution for treason. For decades, Riel's rebellion against the Canadian establishment was listed as a footnote in history. However, the legacy of Riel and Scott is a large slice of Western Canadian history that reverberates today as the Indigenous population struggles to rediscover and reclaim its identity. Julian Constantine has played the character Thomas Scott since Hey Riel premiered at the Winspear Centre in 1999. He also wears the director's hat. From the get-go, Hey Riel had amazing support. The audience was in awe of Cindy's work. We received amazing support from politicians, and we always made sure we represented a people we wanted to honor. Now more than ever, with the way the world is, we are grateful for the actors participating in this production, said Constantine. In Oxley's representation, Riel is haunted by the ghost of Scott. In between ghostly apparitions, he fights for the rights of Métis people and has his faith tested by the severe personal turmoil. Martin Galba, a powerful actor, reprises the title role. Martin has always been the first choice. He brings passion and experience from his wealth of knowledge. When he plays Riel, he finds an outlet for his emotional voice, Constantine said. There are 10 actors portraying 15 characters. One of the more significant is Mrs. Marguerite Riel. Cassie Hyman, in her second production with Musicalmania, slips into Marguerite's character like a second skin. She pulls at the heartstrings and tells her story while Riel is fighting for his people, Constantine said. She's a loving and supportive wife going through her own struggles with sickness she's constantly battling. She brings a passion, a spark, especially when she sings What About the Children? Another actor to watch is Dan Allen as Gabriel Dumont, Riel's right-hand man and confidant. Gabriel Dumont was the strength that keeps the man fighting for his people and the cause. Genevieve Rousseau is the angel of mercy and Riel's conscience. The angel is based on writings where he felt tormented, Constantine said. He felt many decisions turned against him, and the idea of having an angel give little pieces of advice allowed his conscience to be his guide. And in a special addition to the Friday program, Powwow Dancer Sage is included in the fun musical number Dutch Georges, a lively toe-tapping number. In its 24-year history, Constantine estimates the production was performed 30 to 40 times. Except for minor tweaking, the story has remained the same. But the world around us has changed. As actors, we enjoy coming into a play that tells Canadian history with controversial figures. Interestingly, everybody from the 1800s dealt with the same things we deal with today. Tickets for Hey Riel range from $15 to $20 and are available at www.musicalmania.org.